I sort of became the chair because I stood there and they put it behind me. I just graduated from law school. I had moved to Indiana. I was not a native. I still couldn't bring myself to say the word Hoosier. Okay, that's related to me. In fact, my wife said, why are we moving to Indiana? People are asking. I'm from Michigan. I said, well, we want to. She goes, nobody wants to move to Indiana. Okay. You're born there or you're transferred there. No one goes there on their own free will. So here I am arriving in Indiana, and Ed Clark is running for president. And I know that Ed's goal was to get on all 50 states. So I called the national headquarters and talked to Ed Crane, who at that time was the head of the Libertarian Party. And I said, Ed, I'm interested in getting involved. Who's running the petition drive in Indiana? And his response was, funny you should ask. I said, okay, I'm young, I'm stupid, I don't know what's going on. I'll do this. But I'm going to need some help. Who's the state chair? And he said, funny you should ask. I met Rebecca, the DeBons, I think Sally, at a restaurant at Broad Ripple. They brought me the treasury in the shoebox. As a young lawyer, it was my job to try to squelch the bench warrants on the state secretary, who did not believe in filing government forms as a matter of principle. So, this is where we come from. Okay, you have to understand, the LP is a child of the 60s and the 70s. Okay, we were born of rebellion. Okay, we were born of in-your-face politics. And if you haven't noticed, one of the things about us baby boomers, we haven't grown up, right? And it's amazing how some of the younger people come up and watch us and go, oh yeah? That's where our reputation came from. When I was young, there was a saying, don't trust anyone over 30. In the LP, that wasn't a problem. There was nobody over 30 in the LP. David Berglund admitted the reason he was vice presidential candidate, he was one of the few people at the convention over the age of 35. So this is, shall we say, your heritage. Okay, this is where you're coming from. I've been at national conventions where the smoking and non-smoking section had nothing to do with tobacco. I've been at national conventions where we had the AC/DC caucus, where we had the Aloha caucus, who was the principal of party. I have sat on the National Platform Committee when we have debated the Moon Treaty and whether you had a right to own part of the moon. Whether we should give the land back to the Indians or simply pay them for it. These were the issues that we originally came to the voters for. We were really, really into ourselves. Muhammad Ali has a wonderful quote. He says, a man who has the same beliefs at the age of 50 that he had at the age of 20 has wasted 30 years of his life. I like to think that I haven't wasted these 30 years. And looking at Indiana, I would say we have not wasted those 30 years. And I just wanted to spend a few minutes talking about some of the things that I've learned over the last 30 years as a libertarian. And I'm glad to see, in my opinion, most of Indiana has learned. Although I'm currently on the National Committee, or National Platform Committee, and I'll tell you, not everyone has yet. First off, politics is not philosophy. The libertarian philosophy is a wonderful philosophy. I've spent many a night till 3 or 4 in the morning discussing it. And we are wonderful at determining how many private roads can be built on the head of a pin. But that is not what politics is about. It is not even about issues. Or even as the famous quote goes, all politics is local. It's not. All politics is personal. All politics is making the connection with the voter. And by making a connection, I don't mean reading Ayn Rand to them. I don't mean going through the entire national platform. I don't mean beating their heads over how they should really want to be free. Okay? You know, I noticed some of you have the question authority bumper sticker. I have that in my classroom, except mine says, question authority. Don't ask why, just do it. It's not going to convince them. What will convince them is you as a person, okay, who can connect with them, who can connect with the things that they're worried about, okay? Most people are not into the idea of homeschooling or private schools or charter schools as a matter of intellectual freedom. They want their kids to learn. They want their kids to grow up to be good kids. They want their kids in a good, safe environment. That is where you approach them. Okay? It is not just in terms of the ideology. The other thing I've learned, and this has probably been driven home to me because, as some of you know, I teach ninth graders. I know. Save this for later. It's sad. I teach them science, and I often say it's amazing that the Earth makes it around the sun, considering how many of you it has to revolve. And in reality, we've had that problem for years. It's not our issues that should determine the campaigns. It's not what we're interested in. It is not what is important to us. It is what is important to the voter. Now, folks, if we believe in freedom, we know that most, if not all, issues can be improved by increasing the amount of free choice. But that's not why they want the free choice. It is not for them to be freer. They want better schools. They want safer neighborhoods. They want their kids to grow up in a better world. There was a time when the American dream, the idea that if you worked harder and you were a decent person, you could move up. Okay? It wasn't about just how rich you could get. I mean, there are always people like we have on Wall Street right now that everyone's complaining about. Okay, they're nothing new, but we used to call them shysters, okay? We didn't hold them up as role models, okay? This is the kind of stuff that people want to hear from us, okay? That we want the world better for their children. It's not about us. Because quite frankly, most of us, how can I say, libertarians tend to fight for a much more interesting lifestyle than they live. okay, we have to remember, it's not about us, it's about them. Another thing, I often felt that every libertarian national convention should be started with a movie, and not for entertainment values, although I know you were complaining about having to watch a movie in high school. I think all libertarian conventions should start with Monty Python's Life of Brian. Yeah. Okay? Because if you've ever seen that movie, you know these people. Okay? It's a movie all about small, minor party politics and religious schisms. If you haven't seen it, it's the story of the boy born in the manger next to Jesus, who is mistaken for a prophet, okay, for the Messiah all of his life. We have, in the past, been an all-or-nothing party. okay, for 30 years, it's all or nothing. And by God, for the most part, we've gotten it. Nothing. All right? And for those of us who 30 years ago said our goal was freedom in our lifetime, the time available is getting a little shorter. All right? And I think we have to work now for a freer society. Okay, I can think of maybe two issues. The draft. Okay, one issue. The draft, where I think we're freer now than we were in the 1970s. Okay, I still haven't worried about the draft. For the most part, for 30 years, when we look around, okay, those of you younger than that don't understand this, we are no freer. Okay, we are less free. And half of it, you don't even recognize because you never lived any in the environment. So, to me, the days of going, it's all or nothing, are over. And Indiana seems to have learned that. Okay, our job is to move society in a direction of freedom. Okay, to give our young people the room, okay, to be able to spread their wings again. Okay, I live in Zionsville. I joke we're one of the few places in the state that still has free-range children. Okay, where you actually could just let them out of the house, okay, and let them be and expect them to go home and talk. Okay. That is the world most of us grew up in. Okay, that is the world that most people want. Okay, that is what I think that we can help bring about. Because, and again, I'm going to be very short because I plan all of you people to be watching a duel. One of the things we say in science is that reality is stranger than fiction. Because fiction has to make sense, okay? It has to be believable. Reality just has to be. And I think one of the things libertarians are doing in Indiana, and I think it's time to stop hiding it under a barrel. It's time to say, yes, we're doing it, okay? And this is the way to go, is we have to face the world as it exists today and the reality. And one of the oddest realities to me is that the two major parties have gone so nuts, okay, have become all or nothing parties, okay, have it's my way or the highway, okay, and the fight is over those one or two seats so you can control which way it is. And everyone talks about the pendulum going back and forth. Anyone here remember author by the name of Edgar Allan Poe? Hit the pendulum. Okay, well, we got a pendulum, folks, but each time it swings back, it's lower. Okay? And it's gotten to the point now where we are the moderate middle. Now, those of you who have been around for 30 years, you have no concept how incredibly bizarre that feels. Okay? But we have become the moderate middle.